Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hi, this is Leo Laporte, and once again, time for Twit's audience survey. We'd really like to hear from you. It's only going to take a couple of minutes, really. That's all. Just go to twit.tv/survey and let us know what you think. Your anonymous feedback will help us make Twit even better. And thanks for your continued support.
Why video chat with just one person when you can video chat with 50 people?
Which I would do if I had 50 friends. We'll also show you how to get entertained anywhere, anytime.
And will I ever tire of apps that will do weird things to my face? No, I will not.
I might even bring a few myself. It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Texture. Access the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your smartphone or tablet. Try it free for 14 days at texture.com/twit. And by Tracker, a coin-sized tracking device that pairs with your smartphone and keeps you from losing your most valued possessions. Visit thetracker.com right now and enter the promo code iOS Today to receive a free Tracker Bravo with any purchase. And by the Ring Video Doorbell. With Ring, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. It's like caller ID for your home. Go to ring.com/iOS today and get up to $150 off a Ring of Security kit with their limited time offer. iOS Today time. Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
I feel like we haven't done this show in ages.
We just skipped 1 week. It was a holiday, so we weren't here, but now we're back.
A holiday for us in the United States. I know it's kind of confusing because we observe American holidays, and many of our viewers are not in the United States, and so they're puzzled when they come in and they try to watch a show, and there's no show. So I apologize, but we had to pick a country, so we picked this one.
Yeah, exactly. We're
doing the holidays of some country,
right?
And it made sense since we lived in the U.S.
Yes.
to do the U.S.
Maybe
holidays.
Next year we should pick a different country. Like, which country has the most holidays?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a question for our audience. Which country has the most holidays? And we will add it to our employee handbook.
Yes, probably Ireland.
Feels like Ireland would have a lot of holidays. So you get Saints' Days and all of that stuff. Yeah. So what are we doing today?
We're going to talk about group video chat. It's all the rage, apparently.
It's so funny because when we started going through apps that do group video chat, pretty much every app, even if it, if it has any video component or calling component, will have group video chat, including all the business apps like Slack and HipChat and all the messaging apps like Facebook and WhatsApp. But you... I really admire you. You have tried every one of them.
I bugged every person I know because what I found was that people don't like unexpected group chats. They don't like it. Sometimes they're not wearing pants. My mom wanted to put on makeup. I was like, it's just me and
my
you, Mom.
My mom does the same thing. She says, I said, can I FaceTime you? And she'll say, well, give me 10 minutes to put on lipstick. It's like, Mom, no need. Mm-hmm. No need, really.
So the first app is called Fam. Fam.
I don't know this
The kids today, they call their friends their fam.
I don't know
if you heard that.
That's sure for family.
Lingo. Yeah. Fam. So it is from a company called Smack Incorporated. And you can video chat for up to 16 people. And it works in iMessage. So this, I thought, was very interesting. So let me open up the Fam. Well, you can show that. Or let's open it up.
So this is a plugin for iMessage, which means it's a little easier for your friends and fam to use it.
So I've got some fam going on right here, and I am going to ring them all.
These are all the hard drinkers at the Twit. Is that the group?
It's just a group of people that were willing to submit to my video calls.
Oh, there's Tanya Hall.
There's Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
And then there's Josh.
There's Josh.
And his bird.
Hi, Josh.
Or did your bird go away?
Yeah.
We can't really. Yeah. And his bird.
Yeah.
And other people who have decided maybe they're not wearing pants, so they're not going
to
do.
They're
us.
Running to the phone.
Oh, there's
Anthony Nielsen.
Oh, and Patrick.
And Patrick Delahanty.
So we see everyone at once. Sometimes, it'll put the person who's talking front and center, but this is everybody and me. And you can play games in fam. So see this little icon here? We're going to play a game. You guys ready? Should we choose drawing or trivia?
Oh, I like that. You could do group trivia. Jerry's just joined your fam.
No, he was in House Party. He's in another app. I don't know why.
Jerry's in the wrong place. He's in the house.
Jerry, get with the program. This is fam.
It's fam time.
Let's do trivia.
I like this idea.
So every round, a new question and three possible answers will appear. Pick your answer out of the three presented to you. Everybody who picks the right answer will get a point.
So everybody plays. There's no like buzz in. Perfect. Okay.
You don't play because I didn't call you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so I'm going to enter my name.
Everybody's doing this also in the fam.
Everybody entering their name?
Yeah.
You guys ready to start? Tanya's got, she's got the lifeline of Karsten back there.
Oh, Karsten, he's a Harvard man, so he won't be much help. Oh, your battery's low.
I know. Okay. There we
There's
go.
Jerry.
So ready to start. Is everybody ready to start?
More battery.
Okay. Ready to start. Go.
Okay.
Okay. What French artist band is known for playing on the MIDI instrument launch pad?
What? French bands?
Daft Punk. That's the only one I heard of.
Oh.
Now, I think
she shouldn't say the answer because then they can all hear you, right?
I don't know if we got
What is the most common surname in Wales?
Jones.
Uh-oh. Jones. Uh-oh. Anthony and Patrick got it wrong.
You actually have to enter it.
Okay. You can't just shout it, Tanya. Which Canadian reggae musician had a 1993 hit?
Oh, it went away. I didn't answer it fast
something.
Enough.
Oh, you don't have an infinite amount of time to respond. Okay. Who starred in the film Enter the Dragon?
Bruce Lee.
Tanya, press the button.
Okay.
Oh, everybody got that one because you said it. I said it, actually. This is fun. I like this. I could see playing this with your fam.
What engine?
What engine was in the Spitfire LF Mark IX? Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Look, Patrick Delahanty knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, obvious.
Okay. Obvious.
What was the code name of this Microsoft operating system?
Whistler. What operating system was Whistler?
A Whistler. Oh, that was Windows XP.
Not too late.
7.
You should know that one.
Windows 7, I think.
You were writing about
Windows
it.
Windows 7.
Whistler.
I don't know how long this game is.
It's too long.
Okay.
Which of these is not a player class in Team Fortress 2? All right, all you TF2 players.
Too late.
Patrick knew
that,
of course.
Patrick's
and apparently
winning.
Karsten knew that. I'm not thinking Tanya's a TF2 player, but I might be wrong.
Oh, that's easy.
Number of the Foo Fighters is previously drummer for Nirvana. Come on, everybody knows that. Yeah, they all got it. Look at that. That's that generation.
All right.
Yeah. What was the first word in the motto of IBM? There was only one word, I think. Oh, five-letter word. What five-letter word? Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's wrong.
Think about it?
Was that? Oh, Carly's here, too.
Hi, Carly. Hi. We're playing trivia. In baseball, how many fouls are an out?
Five?
None.
What? None? Zero? Four?
That was a trick question.
Okay.
It's a trick question.
I'm going to call this one. Patrick's at 10, so I don't think...
Patrick
that...
like his no- oh. knows all of them.
Okay, so
And
Patrick
does it
won.
Automatically do it? Does it say who won?
I don't know. I didn't see that because I was going to stop, but no. Patrick won. Congratulations, Patrick. Okay.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I like that. I can see that.
Draw.
Hang up in your family now. Goodbye, family. Goodbye, fam.
The app is called FAM. F-A-M.
It's free?
It is free.
That's pretty cool.
It's totally free.
I like that.
So
I like the idea of playing a trivia with your friends' foreheads.
It does make you confirm your phone number. That's the only thing you don't have to.
Yeah. In fact, that's like WhatsApp. They have to have a way of identifying you. Your phone number is an easy way to do that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I showed the best one first, but you want to show one or do you want me to show one?
I don't have anything. I mean, we were going to do Hangouts, but it looks less like everything else. That's a Google product, and you can do group chat with that. I think up to... FAM does 15, which is more than anybody. I think Hangouts might do 9.
No, it's not more than anybody. Skype does 25.
25? Why would you want 25 people in a room?
I know. Why would you want 25 people in a room?
I don't know.
All right. Well, do you want to try Facebook Messenger? It's kind of
the same. I could call you. You could call me.
Okay.
Facebook, at least with Messenger these days, is doing topical things like last night they had Oscar stickers and things like that. But let me see. So I can do a group call.
Mm-hmm.
Do I do it as a call? How do I start here? New group?
New message. So new and then add some people to it. It's like add me. Okay. You're probably Facebook friends with like Brian.
I'll put. You? I bet you F and Dunn is sitting there in his house watching because he seems to watch every week. Who else should I put in there? I'm not going to bother Paul Theriot because I know. How about John Slonina? All right, yeah. Now we're going to create a group. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then you create the group name group. You can now make a group video chat from Messenger. So we'll just start the video. That's pretty good.
So did you
and it does have effects. So I'm calling you.
Right. So you got to be careful with this. I accidentally, I was in a group chat once and I accidentally pressed the video button and it suddenly came on and it was, I had to, yeah, it was bad. You can accidentally do it. No, but okay. So I'm in this group. Oh, join call. Accept.
All right. Hello. And then other people can join later. But now you and I are seeing each other.
Oh, it's just us.
Yeah.
But other people could join.
There's F and Dunn. I knew he was watching. Hey! Hi, Jason. Congratulations on the new dog and the new house.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. He knocked it over. Oh, he knocked over the camera there. Now, this actually has some nice arrangement things. There's buttons here.
Like I can
arrange stuff.
Can I make Jason the biggest one?
I can make it small. Yeah.
Can I do more than one call at once, I wonder?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if I can, it says I can add effects and things.
Yeah, you should be able to add effects.
So nice to see you, Jason.
It is nice to see you.
Yeah.
You got notes on the wall. Oh, look.
Oh,
Jason figured
he figured
it out.
How do you do that, Jason? That's cool.
The masks up in the upper right, the drama masks.
The drama masks. Wow. He's ready for Mardi Gras.
Drama masks in the upper right.
I don't see any drama masks.
I've seen them before, but I don't see them now.
Well, it's the strangest thing.
Hmm.
Let me see if it's... Oh, maybe because you're on the phone?
I'm on the phone, yeah.
Maybe it's a phone thing.
Oh.
So that's one thing that Google took out of its Hangouts. Google's trying to go more businessy. So the more business-focused ones are going to have... take out some of those dopey things, which I like. I mean, but they took it out of Google Hangouts. But Facebook's there. It's ready. Oh, my God. Look at that. Jason's terrifying. Look at that. All right. So that's fun. And a lot of people have... The point is that you want to use something that everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jason. Thanks. Nice to see you. That was fun.
Bye.
Bye. So I guess I can hang... Oh, he's a football player now. Oh, wait a minute. See, I...
Do you see your masks?
No. I just see Jason. I don't know. I don't understand how computers work, so... In fact, I'm really having trouble with this right now. So let's just hang up and pretend that was fun.
It was fun. Come on.
But you can't... Maybe you'll be able to add games eventually, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, okay. So now let's... Should we have a house party?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the one from the folks at Meerkat.
Yes.
And they pivoted. They killed Meerkat, which was a Periscope-like video streaming app. And now they've got the group chat.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I guess I've got Patrick here and Anthony.
This has a nicer graphical interface, right?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty.
So, there's Carly.
Aww.
And wait, why aren't we all together? Why can't I think I'm in different calls. Oh, my goodness. You could lock the room. That's good.
Flip the
cam, if you wanted to do that,
if
I didn't want anyone else to be in our room. Okay. Stranger danger. Your friend Jerry is joining the room.
I like that. That's funny.
Okay. So here I can send a message.
So they got a text message.
Leo.
Uh-oh. Oh, I see. Yeah, it came to my messages.
Okay.
All right.
So now you join on
Add
the phone.
Add me on house party. Go to join.
You guys, Leo's coming.
House. You got to go.joinhouse.party.com. Oh, I have to install it. Okay.
Yes,
so,
you have to install it.
that's a good onboarding process because I get a link in messages that says we're having a house party,
mm-hmm.
and it takes me right to the app so I can download it and install it. This will be an interesting thing is if it'll say once I install it, oh, good, now you've been invited to this party.
But we went to a different party.
Stop it.
Here, let
Friends
me,
on tap. Oh, you have to sign up and all that stuff.
This one looks a little better, I feel like, than fam. Like,
I like clearer. The graphics.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I guess I can do other things. I could add Jeff Needles if I wanted to.
He's actually works for them.
Yeah. Okay, Josh wants to be friends. Okay. I think there's just like 5 parties going on. And, of course, it'll show you the people that you know who already are in house party, which is nice. I want to join this house party. Stranger.
Megan is my first friend.
Oh,
and
Leo
I'm going to add
friend.
Anthony.
I'm alive now.
I'm going to Carly. I'm going to add Jerry. I'm going to Josh. And then hey. I have. There are other people you may know. Leo is one of them. I don't know if. Now what? I have to give it a phone number. Please verify
you
your phone number.
Set up better. You have better angles than I do. I don't know how to do this video thing.
Who's the cat?
It's Anthony's cat.
It's Anthony.
Do you guys, you're young, you're hip.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever do this kind of thing, like get together?
No.
No.
You would prefer to hang out with your own friends, wouldn't you? Like in real life. Yeah. Oh, I'm now in your, look, that's cool. So I'm now in your group. Wow, that's cool. Whose cat is that?
Anthony's.
Oh, Anthony, is that it, that looks just like our cat. I wonder if that's a relative. Could be. We all have cats from the same tree, from Anthony's tree.
You somehow paused your video. I don't know why. Oh, there
I did.
Back.
And okay, I'll let Tanya be a friend. Hey, I like this one. This is nice.
This one's this is called House Party. Party.
Can we play any games?
Not yet. Oh, someone went outside. Oh, that's the window. He's just showing off his window in his office. No, you can't play any games yet.
Tanya, did you have an account before? Because it looks like you like this is like maybe you use this a lot.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, my son's on this.
Oh.
I'll add Henry.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Call him. See what he's doing.
Yeah. Hey, Henry. I'm in class right now. Right now. Okay, good.
Okay,
right.
So yeah, this one is very popular with the
party.
Kids.
The kids like this, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. What else can you do with this one? I can lock the room. I can mute my mic.
So this is really just, all you can do is just talk to each other.
Yeah.
And I like how they show how when somebody comes there in the house, like, did you see Josh Windisch is in the house? We should lock the room quickly.
Lock the room. Lock it.
There's Josh. He's been added.
Oh,
this is kind of cool. So, if you didn't want to leave your mom's basement, you could still socialize.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm still not sure I understand what this slide over thing does.
I think you could be in more than one call. Like, I'm in this call with just you.
Oh.
Where we're like, they're not working. None of them are working, Leo.
Okay.
Oh, now Anthony's joining this one.
So we could go into another call. Okay. I see.
So you could do the thing like you did in junior high where you're like, Anthony, like, who do you like better, me or Leo?
Oh, John wants to be, now John wants to join. Okay. I like this. This is a different room. I've got four different rooms going.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it shows this is it takes a while to get the video started, right? But as I slide over.
This is much better than the conference
really nice interface.
That we use for.
But it doesn't have trivia. It doesn't have.
No. But if you wanted to use it for work, like if we needed to talk to you.
We could.
On vacation.
Like if you want to do an intervention.
Yeah.
You could do it on this.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You could say, Leo, we've brought you here. Hey, there's John now joining us. So this is a different party than I'm in?
Yeah, you're in a different party. You just invited them only.
Wow, you could really have side channel conversation. And then so this is a house party with Megan.
Yeah.
This is with John, Josh, and Anthony.
Yeah, you left off Carly, Tanya, and me.
And then I slide over, and now it's you again. And now John, just John. I have too many house parties going on. I have so many parties. Okay. So I'm not sure why you would do that, but I guess the kids these days.
Yeah, like so they could talk about other people.
So, yeah, okay.
Right.
So like, Megan and I are going to go do 7 minutes in heaven, and we'll be back. Like
no.
that?
I guess, but it's on the phone.
Right. So
yes,
there's not much.
Hypothetically speaking.
Not much going on in heaven. All right. That's house party. That's free also.
Yes. That's
free shut it down. Mom and Dad are home.
Right. Well, there was an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal about house party talking about how kids, like, they're more housebound because we live in a society where we're all scared to let our kids go out and play.
Yeah.
And so, I say go out and play.
Now, the only thing I'd warn some parents about, the icon for house party is a red Solo cup.
It is a red
Solo cup. So it kind of implies a little something like it's a frat party more.
Right. Well, maybe you're avoiding the red solo cup
scene by just hanging out
like we were. There's also a, another similar one called Tribe that I didn't even try because it was so similar. But
what's interesting, though, is all of them do have the same basic functionality. A few extra bells and whistles, like you could put fancy hats on or you could do trivia games. But where I really think it's important, and I think that the folks that did Meerkat and now House Party understand this, is the kind of I almost want to say the feeling you get when you use it is important, right? Mm-hmm. So Hangouts is just not, it's kind of blah. It does the same thing.
Yeah.
But House Party was a little more fun. Stranger Danger, you know, mm-hmm. it had a little more fun to it. On the other hand, FAM had that trivia game, which I thought that was really cool.
And Skype is the only one that I found that you could actually include a landline. So if you're using
it's more business focused. That's why.
Or like let's say you're using it with your family and, you know, somebody doesn't, I mean, I'm sure they have a cell phone, but maybe they have just an old phone or they don't want to download apps, but they know how to answer the phone. So if you have a big group family chat in Skype and all of you are on video and maybe like, you know, your grandfather says like, oh, I don't want to be on video, but you can still call him on the phone. So he can still be a part of the chat. So that's the only thing that I think something like Skype is different. That calling a landline costs money in Skype.
Here's
also
a prediction.
Okay.
Because it is so easy and software-wise fairly inexpensive to add group video chat. You see more and more systems doing it. Next, Snapchat, I predict. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as Snapchat does it, Instagram will do it. Right?
Well, Facebook owns Instagram and they...
Yeah, but Facebook understands that there are people who are loyal to Instagram, not mm-hmm. Facebook. And they want to capture that Snapchat crowd, and that's their way to do that. So I just watch. If Snapchat does it, Instagram will do it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And Facebook, you're right, already has it, but mm-hmm. they have a lot of the features of mm-hmm. Instagram already. It mm-hmm. doesn't stop them from duplicating.
Yep. So one thing that people like to do sometimes while they're video chatting and that things are getting boring, they might want to read some magazines. Don't you think?
You brought a magazine to a knife chat. Actually, the best way to bring magazines anywhere is on your iPad or your iPhone or if you have an Android tablet. And the wonderful app called Texture. You know about Texture? It's kind of like Netflix for magazines. Over 200 magazines for $9.99 a month. Wow. And if you've been thinking, you know, I want to support journalism, I think journalism is important. Man, these magazines are doing such great work with The Atlantic, The Rolling Stone, for cooking. There's Bon Appetit and Cooking Light. For science and technology, there's PC Magazine and Popular Science and Wired Magazine, Golf Digest, Newsweek, HGTV, and on and on and on. And you are supporting them by paying $9.99 a month to Texture. Texture supports journalism and features some of the most trustworthy, credible magazines. Time, The New Yorker, Vanity Fair, The Atlantic, and many others. Texture is my go-to source to access not just, you know, my favorite light reading. Yeah, because I got People magazine in there too. But also the latest and greatest in investigative journalism, U.S. politics, domestic and international news. These magazines love you using Texture. Don't feel like you're not supporting the magazine. Really, what you're doing is you're supporting the magazine and making it convenient for you because no more clutter on the coffee table. You save money. If you subscribe to these magazines or, worse, bought individual issues on the newsstand, you'd be spending a lot more. The other thing I think these magazines like about Texture is you're going to discover new magazines. I might never read Truck Trend, but on the other hand, I might find something in Truck Trend and go, this is great. I love this magazine. And I think that that's another great feature of Texture. It's a way to discover new content. They help, by the way. They've got great curation, editorial section. And because it's digital, it's entirely digital. It's an environmentally friendly way to read the best reporting, the best entertainment. For photography, this is so much better. If you're looking at National Geographic on your iPad, you're seeing the image so much more clearly than when they print it and they screen it. And it's not just National Geographic. They have other photography magazines too. Esquire magazine, Bloomberg Businessweek, Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports is a good example of a magazine, you know, you might get, but only look at a few times a year when you want to buy something. Well, this is included. So it's part of your $9.99 a subscription, but we got an even better deal right now. Your first 2 weeks are free. Go to Texture, TEXTURE.com/twit, and try it free for 2 weeks. If you're planning to travel, The Sports Illustrated. Don't cut away from Kate Upton. The Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Yes, it's in there. So is Sports Illustrated all year long. It is fantastic. It is just great. Texture.com/twit. 14 days to try Texture for free. Texture.com/twit. Kate seems like such a nice person. I'd like to be friends with her.
Yeah, she seems like a very nice
person.
Very
friendly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Some news.
Mobile
World Congress, there's never any Apple news from Mobile World Congress. No iPhone news. But I thought we could talk a little bit about this Nokia feature phone.
The 3310.
Yes. It's the old phone you used to play Snake on.
It's a candy bar phone. In fact, it does have Snake on it. It is not a data phone. They work with 2G networks, but, you know, most carriers are discontinuing their 2G networks. It's a phone. You can text. There is a browser, but you certainly wouldn't want to use it for very much. And notice there's no real keyboard. You'd have to, if you're going to browse, you'd have to enter for www. You'd have to type 999 and on and on and on. But it's cheap, $51. It's got, get this, 22 hours talk time, 31 days standby time.
That's awesome. It's something you might just like keep in the car, right? For an emergency.
Yeah, I think they might find a market for this also as a kind of a burner phone because, for instance, when I travel, I might want to take this instead of a smartphone just so I don't have to worry about getting it back through customs. I think that their timing is pretty good on this. But, of course, all the other manufacturers announced brand new high-end flagship phones, the LG G6, which is interesting. They decided that this is a problem all the manufacturers are trying to solve now. They want to make a bigger phone, but they want to make it so you can use it with one hand, right? Even the iPhone 7 Plus, just a little too big to, you know, use with one hand. So what LG has done is they've made a 5.7-inch phone, but it's a 2:1 aspect ratio. So it's twice as tall as it's wide. It's thin. It's long and thin. So I imagine the first time you see one, you'll go, that's odd. But you do get more real estate on there. They've also done, again, they were the first to do two cameras. Apple kind of copied them with the 7 Plus. But they've done another two-camera phone. They've got a normal lens and a wide-angle, very wide-angle lens. It's a very high-end phone. And it's a very high-end price. It's going to be $800 like all these other phones. We also saw new phones. We did not see Samsung, by the way. They're going to announce their new Samsung Galaxy S8 next month. On March, in fact, I just got the invitation to March 29th in New York City. They're going to announce that. We'll probably cover that live. Who else announced new phones? Motorola announced the successor to a phone I really like for a low-priced phone, a $200 phone, the G5. This is their successor to the G4. The Moto Gs are, you know, the screen's not as good. They're not as fast at lower-end processors. But for budget-priced phones, they're very, very good, and they're pretty pure Android. There's a lot of stuff. We saw new watches from Huawei. The BlackBerry. What do you think of that? The Key One?
I don't want a keyboard, but
if you want a keyboard, it's the old. It's old school too. It's not slider. It's right there on the phone.
Right, but it doesn't have like the BlackBerry operating system necessarily.
No, it's Android.
Android. Yeah.
BlackBerry doesn't really make any more BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. BlackBerry phones. They're all Android now. So I think Mobile World Congress starts today, and I think we'll hear a lot more. But nothing from Apple, no.
Yep. Here's a little security tip. This was on Krebs on Security. A Brazilian reader of Brian Krebs' website wrote in to say that his wife's phone had gotten stolen. And so he texted it and said, you know, you can't use it anyway, so could I buy it back from you? And he got no response at first. But then the next day, he started to get messages saying your phone has been found, click on this link. And the link went to a fake Found My iPhone site. It was a phishing link, so it went directly to this Find My iPhone site, but he didn't click on it.
I did when that happened to me, so
that happened
I could
to
tell
you
a little bit about that.
Oh, really? This happened to you when your phone got stolen?
Yeah, it happened to me when my son lost his phone, and I don't think it was related. But maybe it was, but that's why it worked, because I went, oh, they found Henry's phone, and I clicked the link, but not noticing that it didn't go to apple.com. It went to apple.es, which is Estonia.
Right.
And so it was clearly a phishing link, and it does look like you're going to be logging into your iTunes or your iCloud account.
But you didn't enter your information.
Well, I realized, you know, I clicked the link, though. It's very tempting because you see it and you go, oh,
right.
Especially if you just lost a phone.
Yes.
I think that's coincidental.
Oh.
Although, I have to say, I haven't gotten that text since. I got it a lot. They sent it to me 20 or 30 times over a period of a month, and then I never heard from them again. So maybe they do have some way. I presume this is what Brian's saying. They have some way of knowing if you've lost your phone. I think it was just coincidental, because I got this exact same message.
Oh, but you didn't text. You didn't try to. Well, I mean, you if they were able to text from the phone.
I think he might be projecting that that's what happened. It may have just been a coincidence, because these text messages, this is a common, well-known phishing scam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We found your iPhone. I think I even mentioned this on one of the shows. We found your iPhone. Click this link to recover it.
Huh.
And that's not right. There's another one that's going around with Gmail I just saw. Look, these phishing scams are very common. This one looks like it has a Adobe PDF in your Gmail. And, you know, you've seen that image which says a PDF, click this, except it's just a fake image. It's not a PDF. You click it. It then puts up a very realistic-looking Google login. You know, enter my Gmail address, enter my Gmail password. And if you don't have two-factor turned on, you will get phished. Mm-hmm. And what will happen almost immediately after your password is the bad guys will then go right into your account and send the same email to all of your friends, because it makes it look real because it came from somebody you know. Right. So you got to be very careful about these text messages, Facebook messages, emails that get you to click a link. Really think hard. In this case, it was a little, you know, it's with the text message, it's not, as you could see, if you show it again, it doesn't go to apple.com. Mm-hmm. It goes to a phony address. See, why would you go to dispotivoesy.es? That's, you know, that makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Although it looks like you're at Apple when you get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing with the Gmail thing. It looks like you're going to a Google address, except that if you look very closely at it, before it doesn't say HTTP, it says data. /// And it's because then there's a lot of spaces after the Google address, and off the screen where you can't see it, there's a bunch of JavaScript. So these guys have gotten very clever. Be very careful about these things. Don't click links in text messages, Facebook messages, email. That's really risky. And if you do, be very careful about what you enter.
And two-factor, as you mentioned, might be coming directly. They might be warning you. This was from 9 to 5 Mac, that the 10.3 beta recommends that people install two-factor and keeps warning them until they do.
Good.
So that is good. Available now. The beta is available now to anyone who's in the public beta program or any developers.
That's interesting.
So
Apple's been very aggressive about this kind of thing. Remember, They made it so you, at some point, I think it was a couple of versions ago, you had to enter a passcode to use an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the few companies that will really strong-arm their users into being secure,
yeah,
which is a good thing.
Two-factor is great. I mean, it is a little frustrating, but I think it's worth it.
Little more work for a lot more security.
So, yeah, two-factor, you have something you have and something you know, your password.
Well, you know, we were talking a lot this weekend about the Cloudflare leak, Cloudbleed, and what's absolutely true is it's hard to know which sites are affected or what information was leaked. It looks like not anything or not much. I'm sure Steve will have something to say on Security Now tomorrow. But when we talked to the chief of crypto at Cloudflare on the new screensavers on Saturday, he said what I've been saying. If you have two-factor turned on, you're much less concerned, because even if a bad guy gets your password, he's not going to get that code. That expires every 30 seconds. It's not, you know, he doesn't have that information, so he can't steal your account. Same thing with this fake login with a text message or the Gmail message. With two-factor turned on, you can actually give them your password and still be safe.
Mm-hmm. Turn it on.
Yeah, and then if you give them your password and realize later that you screwed up, change your password. Don't give them a second chance.
Another piece of news from Apple Insider. Using a third party to repair the screen on your iPhone no longer voids your warranty.
What?
So, yes, as long as what you're getting fixed does not have to do with the screen. So used to be that if you
not have to do with a fingerprint reader. With a screen, how could you do a screen repair without fixing the screen?
No, if you come in and say there's something totally wrong somewhere else in the phone, it used to be that your
warranty is voided. I see. The warranty continues, but just not for the screen, because you got the screen repaired by somebody else.
Yeah. Exactly. So it used to be whatever you came in, if they
we won't fix that because you had your screen changed.
So this isn't a public announcement. This was a internal memo to Apple employees.
Good. That's the right thing.
It doesn't. And this is U.S., Canada, some other countries.
Good.
Not everywhere. But so check your local store.
New iOS 10 beta went out today. I don't do the betas. Do you?
I don't do the betas. No, but that was the one that they'll warn you in the two.
Oh, that's the warning.
We were talking about.
So tomorrow on a Mac Break Weekly, Renee Ritchie does those. So we'll ask Renee what he sees in the new beta.
Do you think I should do the betas?
No.
Would you recommend?
They are public betas, right?
Right. Yeah.
But I still think you should wait till the official release. I beta means not finished. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
I don't know, to help you.
Well, we should do that, but no normal person should do that.
Oh, okay. You were talking to me as a normal person.
I was talking to you as if you were normal.
Okay. Don't ever make that.
I actually don't do the betas because I don't, it's just, and really, what are we reporting on? Something that people don't use yet. I like to talk about stuff people are actually using, not stuff that they're going to be using.
Mm-hmm. You got me a present and it arrived.
Oh, congratulations.
The AirPods.
I've been trying to tell you, you should floss regularly.
I should floss.
These are AirPods. Have you used them yet?
I have used them. I really do like them a lot. I mean, you've already showed them off. Everyone knows what they do.
But I've been having problems with them dropping calls.
Yeah, and I put that out on Twitter and very few people said that they had trouble. They said it might just be you.
It could just be me. I got the new firmware. That didn't fix it. I don't think it's me, but what I do think is most people don't make phone calls.
Yeah, so
I think that's true.
Yeah.
There may be a problem that they may be more sensitive to that than, you know, if you were on the phone. Anyway.
I really like them. I've been wearing them at work, and so no one knows that I have my headphones on.
Are you listening to music?
I listen to music.
Because you wear headphones when you're working
a lot. I
do.
And so it is the kind of, like, Jerry came to talk to me earlier, and I was like, oh, yes, and I took my thing.
Because you can hear ambient sound.
Yes, you can hear. But he said, oh, I didn't know if you were wearing headphones, I would not have come up and tried to talk to you. So there's that kind of thing. But it's like, I'm not wearing headphones so much that I don't want anyone to talk to me.
Right.
I'm wearing them because I have a desk right next to the kitchen. And
Jason Howell.
Yes.
And he is notorious. He's a terrible snorer.
Gab all the time.
He snores like nobody's business.
So I like them, but they do constantly sort of feel like they're going to fall out of my ear.
But they don't.
You
just get used to that.
They don't.
They don't fall out.
They don't fall out. You're right. It's just that feeling.
You feel like they should fall out.
I think it's about to fall out.
No, it's not. Shake your head. It's not going to fall out.
Sort of. It didn't fall out. You're right. It didn't fall out. Why do I feel like it's going to fall out?
Well, because it's kind of just sitting there.
Yeah, it is. It's
but
magic.
Apple has some sort of magic friction that keeps it from falling out.
And, I mean, the amount of time I waste trying to connect my Bluetooth headphones, like not these, but the, you know, third-party Bluetooth headphones. I mean, if I could get that time back, I don't know. I probably would write the Great American Novel or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, keep using it. I mean, I've had weird glitches. Maybe I have a bad pair.
I did make one phone call and it was fine, but only one.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is hardly anybody uses these for...
Yeah. So why are you complaining?
Well, yeah. And then the last phone call, I used them and it worked fine. Mm-hmm. So...
All right. Okay, I got one other little product to show off. This is the leather cuff from Berkley, Burkley.
That's pretty attractive.
Do you like it? You said you didn't like
Not
it.
Not on a woman.
I love it. I wore it to an Oscar party last night, and my friend said, well, you certainly are making a statement.
Subaru and a Labrador Retriever.
What?
I don't know. It's
I really like it. It's real leather, so it's $90, but I like it. I feel like I could punch someone with it.
Actually,
maybe it's going to be you.
I'm trying to talk you out of it so I can have it. I was hoping you would give it to me. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I think if you like it, you should keep it.
So I have, as I've showed off before, I have
a little manly.
I have the fake double tour too, which isn't leather, and that only costs $12. So $90.
That's not bad.
But the Hermes cuff, I think costs. Like
I can't see myself wearing
that.
I'm just not macho enough. Frankly,
I think it looks better with longer sleeves, but I really like it. I don't know if you tweet at me at Megan Maroney, tell me if you think it's beautiful or terrible, because I want to know.
I think it's good if you're going to write a book called 50 Shades of Maroney. It'd be great. It just doesn't.
And
it's not the Megan I know.
It's not.
But maybe there's more going on than I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it. But you don't have to like it.
No. No, okay. What do I have? I have the flexible leather band, mm-hmm. right? But I do have a bunch of bands because you're right. That's one of the fun things on the Apple Watch. It's really so easy to change bands. Mm-hmm. And it, despite the appearance, that's just as easy to get off, or do you have to kind of work with it a little bit?
No, it's just as easy. You mean...
To get off the watch.
Yeah, it's easy to get off.
Because it really looks like it's in there.
They sent us one for the smaller watch. This, it's still, in my opinion, it still fits, as you can see.
Wait a minute. So that's not even the right size?
No, because you can see that it's like a little
Oh, I see. There's a little extra there.
Yeah.
I might get one of those.
Yeah. Well, you want to try it?
No, I like more dressy watch bands, to be honest with you.
Okay. I think that we should just see what it looks like on you, because you might change your mind, and you might want a Labrador or 50 Shades of whatever you were talking about. Here. Okay. You want to try it on with my... I was going to see.
Yeah. It's not me, no.
It's not you. No. Okay. All right. Fine. No. Okay, well, you know, you say you have a lot of bands. If you lose them often, you might consider putting a tracker on them.
I don't think I'm going to put a tracker on my watch band, but I could put it on my watch. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Or you could put it on your AirPods.
Yeah, the tracker is really great. It's a little lightweight, about a quarter, but it's lighter than a quarter. It's anodized aluminum. Uses Bluetooth Low Energy, Bluetooth LE, to pair to your phone. Your phone and the tracker app can handle up to 10 trackers. So go ahead and use them. On your bike, use them on your remote control, use them in your luggage. I attach them to my keys. That's the thing I lose the most often. You know, Newsweek says that the average American spends 55 minutes a day searching for stuff they know they own, but they can't find. They're not under the couch. They're not in the cupboard. They're not on the table. Your meeting's in 20 minutes. You can't find your keys. You know the feeling. It's terrible. Well, the Tracker Bravo is the solution. Wherever you left your keys, like this poor guy here, he's slapping his pants. He just launches the Tracker Bravo app, and it shows on a map the last place they saw the keys. You can even press a button and have the keys beep, or vice versa, by the way. You can have two-way separation alerts. So if your phone leaves your keys behind, the keys will beep. But if your keys leave your phone behind, you leave the phone at the beach, you could press a button and the keys and the phone will ring really loud. And the tracker will beep at you saying, hey, don't go any farther. You just went out of range of your phone. That's a lifesaver all and by itself. Now, Tracker is the most successful Bluetooth tracker. And that's why they have the best, biggest GPS network ever. It's called Crowd GPS because, of course, the tracker doesn't have GPS, but your phone does. 4.5 million tracker owners all over the world. I mean, everywhere. If any one of them has the tracker app on their phone and they see your keys or whatever you've got the tracker attached to, it will ping you and say, hey, somebody just saw your keys in Barcelona. And then you can fly to Barcelona. Not 4.5 million owners. 4.5 million trackers shipped. But most people get several trackers because, hey, we all have things we lose, usually more than one. The tracker. 30-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason not to try it. All you have to do is go to thetracker.com, T-H-E-T-R-A-C-K-R. There's no E. Thetracker.com. And by the way, when you load up on trackers, and look in the Bay Area, man, we are early tracker adopters. when you get your tracker, and if you want, get the custom laser engraving or the UV LED printing on it, which is beautiful. If as you check out, use iOS today as the offer code, and they'll throw in an extra free Tracker Bravo into your order. Thetracker.com. Get a free one with your order. All you have to do is use the offer code iOS today. The Tracker. Love the Tracker.
So I don't often mention this, but I should. All the links to the show are in on our show notes at twit.tv/iOS. So I know a lot of people, especially in the chat room, ask, what is that? What's that link? They're all there. If you're listening to this in the car, you can, don't watch the video while you're driving. Just go back.
Makes sense. Unless you're a passenger.
Yes. If you're a passenger, Then definitely watch the video, because what else would you be doing? okay. So Jacob Siegel asked about alternatives to the Apple Pencil. And I did not, because I use the Apple Pencil, but I don't. I haven't used many other stylus.
Well, they're styluses, but they're not the same as the Pencil, right? So the Pencil is unique. There's nobody that makes the equivalent of this. You know, it's powered. It's battery powered. The Apple iPad Pros are specially configured to use it, et cetera, et cetera. It charges with lightning like this. But there are lots of people that make passive styluses. That's the difference. It's called a stylus. And those just have a kind of a capacitive tip, and you can draw, and they'll work on any iPad or iPhone. They just don't do the multi levels of pressure, right? That's one thing that's unique to the Apple Pencil. I don't think, is there anybody makes it, like, has anybody licensed the pencil?
No, but I think he was looking, because he doesn't have an iPad Pro.
So yeah.
Stylus. So I got some recommendations from Twitter. I'll read those, and then if you have a recommendation,
okay.
Maybe use
I have quite a few of these.
Adonit Jot.
Yeah.
Adonit Jot, that's $35. Yep. Don Burgess, Andrew Todd, and Nathan Lott all recommended that one. You've used it?
Yep.
Like it?
Yep. That one, I think, has features. It's because it's Bluetooth. It's not just a dumb stylus, so it has some features that you can use with their software.
That looks like different. It's the snap. It looks like it snaps to the back of your.
Yeah.
That's handy. Yeah.
So that's important too. Most styluses don't have a battery. They're just passive devices. They basically replace your finger. Mm-hmm. But Adonit makes some devices that have power. They have Bluetooth. And they do other things, I think.
Yeah, there are a lot of different ones. I got mostly recommendations for the Dot. But I like the idea of the snap, because that is the problem with the Apple Pencil. There's no place to store it unless you get a case that fits. Or, you know, you can get a key loop or a pen loop that is on there. iBookery recommended a very cheap one called 10-1 Design.
That's the original. They actually kind of created this in the early days.
The cheap.
Yeah.
Stylus.
Yeah.
That's only $8.
They call it the Pogo.
25.
Yeah. Because it's that's Bluetooth too. So maybe, okay, these are doing more now. Maybe it does erasing too and stuff. But this Pogo was the first stylus. They created it many, many moons ago.
It's a smart pen is what they call it. Yeah, it is Bluetooth.
53, you know, the people mm-hmm. that used to do that great drawing program have a really nice wooden stylus. They call it a pencil. It looks like a wooden art pencil. There it is.
they don't make the program anymore?
They sold
Paper
it.
53? They did?
I think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I might be wrong. It looks like they're still around, so I take it back.
Okay.
But they, yeah, that's kind of a fun stylus. But it's not, again, they don't have multi-levels of pressure and all that stuff.
But it's really designed for using within that drawing app.
Yeah. So yeah, and I guess, look, it does come in some interesting things because you can use the side and so forth. And it works with paper. That's paper. They're 53's mm-hmm. paper program. So if you use paper, that's definitely a way to, mm-hmm. you know, get the most out of it.
We've got some suggestions from the chat room. Photo Geek says, Muse Me Notia V2 Precision Stylus for capacitance touchscreen devices.
Ooh. So I think what's interesting is that at Mobile World Congress on Saturday, Samsung announced their new Galaxy Tab 3, and they did a deal with Statler, which makes those art pencils, the aluminum art pencils, and they have a Statler stylus, but I don't know if it just looks different. I don't think it does anything different. It's just a capacitive touch stylus. If they say capacitive stylus, as they do with the Musemi, that just means a replacement for your finger. It might be a smaller point, but it's a replacement for your finger. It does what your finger does.
Yeah. Your fingers are free.
Yeah, fingers mm-hmm. are free.
All right, we have, if you guys have more stylus recommendations, you can tweet at me at Megan Maroney. You can send an email to me, megan@twit.tv.
My money, there's nothing better than the pencil.
Yeah.
And at $99, it's worth getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I really do like it. We got a video, too, that hopefully Brian has access to now. It's from Mike Vosberg. Let's take a watch and listen.
Megan and Leo, this is Michael Vosberg coming to you from Fargo, North Dakota, where the current temperature is 1 degree above zero. I wanted to respond to some questions that a viewer had about using Apple products in cold temperatures. Every iPhone that I've used shuts down when the internal temperature gets below freezing. Mm. The solution is to use a USB battery. As long as it's on external power, it will keep going. Also, the Apple AirPods buttonless design works very well with mittens and a hat. You simply tap the side of your head.
Oh,
back
nice.
To you, Megan and Leo.
Wow. Do you think that was audio from the AirPods?
I don't know. I'll have
that
to
sounded
ask
really
Mike.
Good. I think it was. Yeah. It sounded really good.
Yeah. That was, so I don't know if you remember, but we did get a question about a comment saying,
right.
you know, what about a hat? You know, this is so California. I can't use this when I'm in the cold weather. And Michael, our correspondent from North Dakota, as he showed.
I have the opposite tip, actually. I was visiting my daughter, and I was locked out on the deck for 2 hours.
There's a story, story there. That
it was cold.
Hear.
You know, it's been pretty cold around here, and I'm starting to go because I went out dressed for California. I'm dressed for California, not dressed for, you know, like Mike was for Fargo, North Dakota. So I'm getting cold, and then I realized, well, all I have to do is play a really challenging video game on here, and my phone will warm up. It makes an excellent hand warmer.
Yes.
If you play Field Runner's Attack. And really, really work it. Mm-hmm. It warms up quite a bit. And I was actually using that to stay warm. So
that is an excellent tip.
There's a tip.
Thank you. We love to get your videos. Please send them to us. Michael just sent that to me on a Google. It was a Google video. And he shared it to me on his Google
that
Drive.
That worked really well.
Yes, Megan at twit.tv.
Do that again.
We love to hear from you.
Yeah.
So please do. Jennifer Nock writes about our discussion of the June oven. Your June oven, we talked about.
Does she
about
have
that.
A June oven?
She does not, and she suggests a cheaper alternative,
okay.
Which is not an oven, but it's the iGrill 2 thermometer.
I have that. I love the iGrill, but so, that's for grilling mostly. I guess you could use it in an
well,
oven.
Well, you were talking about salmon and making steaks and stuff, and she says, a while ago, I got the Grill 2 thermometer as a gift. It does a lot of the things that June does that I really care about. It syncs with your phone
yep.
and has pre-programmed temperatures. It shows you the heating graph and alerts you when you're getting close to your done temperatures. It also has up to 4 probes, which is great when I have items of various sizes or types. Our food tastes so much better now that I don't have to overcook meats just to be safe. And with the iPhone warnings, I don't burn things like I used to. The item seems to be at $99.99 on Amazon. But in the past year I've had it, I think it's increased the value of our food more than that.
Highly recommend it. I use it and I love it. Now, you should be aware of the fact that you see where it's plugging into. There's a base unit. You don't put that in the oven. So that on a inside, that's fine for a grill because most grills you can close the lid and the little wire won't make a difference. But on an inside oven, that might make a difference. It may not be suitable for an indoor oven, but it is great because that little thing, you know, you just hang it off your grill and then it connects via Bluetooth to your phone. So as you're walking around, you can check and see what the temperature is of your meat. It's very useful. It has multiple probes for not just because you use multiple pieces of food, but you can also, as the June oven does, say what the interior of the grill is in addition to the interior of the food. And for some grilling, that's really important. You want to have, you know, a high temperature inside the grill, even though the meat will be colder at first. And you want to monitor that temperature. Certainly if you're smoking, that's very important. But even, you know, I like to, if you're making a pizza, you want to get it, you know, 700 degrees. The way I cook steak is at a very high heat. So I use the iGrill to monitor the heat in my Big Green Egg. And then I know when it's time to cook the steak that the grill is hot enough now to put the steak in. So I love it. Yes, highly recommend it.
All right. Well, I have one more product that I got. It was recommended to me by a viewer who is also a real estate agent.
Is this going to help me buy my next house?
No, it's not going to help you buy your next house. This is the Rocket Book. You've probably seen. Have you seen advertisements for this?
No.
You write in it. You know that I have the bullet journal. You know.
Yeah, you're still doing that, by the way. I'm very impressed because
about the bullet journal. Let's
this is there's
there.
No digital side to the bullet journal.
No,
it's just
no,
writing.
But this is I keep everything in here. All my
you
secret
are really
notes.
Using that.
I really use it.
Wow.
I love it so much, and I feel it's so organized and productive.
Good for you.
Don't you think I just seem happier with my bullet journal?
You do. You're so much happier.
I mean, you think that they were paying me to say this, but they are not. I just really like it. Steve Overton, thank you for recommending this to me. This is the Wave Rocket Book. And
what does it do?
You write in it. So let's see a page where I've written some notes. It comes with this special pen.
Oh, it's a special pen?
It's a special pen.
Okay.
And then you write in it. And after you write in it, you take a picture of this little
QR code,
as you can see.
Yeah.
And then it automatically uploads that to all your cloud services. So iCloud. Or it is a notebook from the future.
So what you're going to have is an image of your analog writing.
So here's my to-do list.
See, I like that. The problem I have with your bullet list is your bullet journal is if you lose it, you lost it. Right.
I know.
At least you have both. Right.
And I've thought about this.
Yeah.
If you lose it, you lose it.
Right.
And
you could take
okay.
a picture of it, but the organization offered by the QR code is nice.
Right. But I'm saying, like, if I lose my bullet journal,
yeah,
I'd
you're
be
out
okay
of luck.
Yeah, but you have to be. Life is transient. Things are ephemeral. You lose if you're too attached to things.
I know.
So I wrote this, and then I took a picture with the app.
Yeah.
And then it's just all, it's in my photos. I saved it in my photos. Let's see where it is. photos.
And their app does something magical based on that QR code. It knows to upload it to you, I guess.
On these photos. Here it is. Well, I can share it. And then here's my list.
Because, you could take a picture of your bullet journal.
I could. But this
but
auto, I can
the organization.
Choose the, yeah. So let me see. I'll open the app. Show you.
I'm trying to think what that QR code does is what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, what does that QR code do?
Why do you need the QR code?
As opposed to the picture?
Yeah, you got the picture. I mean, you could do that with your bullet journal.
Right.
QR code list. There must be some sort of organizational hierarchy.
Mm-hmm. You're right. There probably is. So, but then, here's my favorite part. Here's why I got it.
Yeah?
You put it in the microwave, and everything disappears.
Oh, that's neat.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You wrote in ink.
I wrote in this ink on this special pen.
And you microwave the whole thing?
Yes.
It gets blank?
It gets blank with water. You put it like a cup of water.
You're steaming it?
Do you want me to... I'll show you how to do this in full, like on the screensavers or something. Or maybe we'll do this.
That is wild.
Yeah.
So it's disappearing ink.
Yeah. You put a cup of water on it and it disappears. And the reason that I liked it is because it kind of reminds me a little bit of... the Mr. Robot, you know, when he wanted to ruin things, he put them in the microwave.
Right.
And so my secret notes, I'm going to
I don't understand.
Microwave.
So is the ink pretty, looks like somebody drew spirals throughout your book.
Yes, that was my son.
Okay. Yeah, he just wanted to see what
to
would
test
happen.
It. Yes.
But it is like real ink. I mean, it doesn't, before you've microwaved it, it looks fine.
Yes.
Wow. And then what are these little icons at the bottom do? There's...
Okay, that's a good question. So you can choose...
There's some more additional organizational...
Yeah, there's more stuff. So that was... When I was uploading it, I could choose to do the icons. I don't know if you can see those.
This is really neat. I just feel like, you know, my problem is my handwriting is so awful. I don't want to handwrite. That's the whole reason I got into computers. Mm. So I wouldn't have to handwrite anything. But you like to. Like most girls, you have good handwriting.
Mm-hmm. Or women. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... It's school. It's the girls have great handwriting. The boys don't. Have you noticed that?
Better.
I think no, because you have better fine motor control.
Yes, probably.
So, that's obviously a gross generalization, but you have very nice handwriting.
Thank you.
If I were to use that notebook, no one would be able to read it, including me.
Mm.
Did you write extra carefully?
No, that's just
that's how you write?
That's how I write, yeah.
See, that's my problem. I really couldn't use it.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do a full review of the Rocket Book, and I'll investigate all of its things, and we'll show that.
How about,
does
it? Somebody's asking, I think it's a good question, does it leave an impression? Like if a spy came along and he put a piece
bit.
Of paper on it and used the pencil to kind of shade it, could he read what you wrote?
Yeah, can you see that? Because that, I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I can still see what
you
wrote.
You can see that, yeah.
Okay.
So... Yeah, I think if you really, I wouldn't call this like Edward Snowden.
It's not invisible ink.
Yeah. Because you knew I was working on the news and the interviews.
Yeah, I could see it. Yeah.
You can see. Yeah. Not Edward Snowden approved. But fun.
Interesting. Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Rocket Book.
Wave.
Wave Rocket Book.
Wave.
The Wave.
Rocket. The Wave.
Rocket
the Rocket Wave Book. The book of waving the rocket.
Yeah, so you could see what I had written down. You know what else you can see?
What?
People that might be ringing your doorbell when you're not home.
If you have this, you would be doing that. This is the Ring video doorbell. This is so cool. Ring actually did a deal with a town in Southern California and the police department in that town. And they installed Ring doorbells on 1 out of 10. Just 1 out of 10 was all they did. Houses. And crime dropped more than 50%. Because you know what? Crooks aren't stupid. Well, they're a little stupid. They're stupid enough to be crooks, but when they see that Ring video doorbell, they go, I think I'm walking away. And the whole town has Ring video doorbells. I think I'll go down the road a piece. This is so easy to install. It replaces your existing doorbell, wired or unwired. You can actually put this somewhere where there is no doorbell. It has an HD camera, a microphone, a speaker, and motion detectors. In fact, somebody walks up my driveway, I'm going to get a message on my phone on the Ring software. And I can actually turn on the camera and look and see who's there. Plus, if somebody rings my Ring video doorbell, it rings my phone. I can say hello. I can talk to them, leave the package. Or if it's a bad guy, and this is one of the reasons it works so well, if it's a bad guy, I could say, yeah, we're home right now. What can I do for you? And they will, I promise, say, oh, you know, I'm sorry. I thought my friend Joe used to live here. He's not here anymore, is he? And they'll walk away. They'll pretend that they weren't trying to burglarize your house. You won't miss a visitor. You won't miss a package. You could keep an eye on packages. You could keep an eye on anybody moving around. And Ring now has the Ring stick-up cam, which you could put on the side of your house, connect it to the Ring solar panel, and you don't need any wires at all. It does the same thing as a doorbell, minus the doorbell. So it's got the camera, the motion sensors, the microphone and speaker, too. So you could even shout at somebody in your side yard, hey, what are you doing there? Man, that moves them along. That moves them right along. Go to ring.com/iOS today and take a look at the Ring of Security kits. Kits that include the doorbell, the camera, the solar panel, the Ring chime that'll ring the doorbell just by power on any electrical plug. And pick the pack you want, and you get up to $150 off when you use our offer code. So it's ring.com/iOS today. Get up to $150 off on a Ring of Security kit. This is such a good idea. They're just taking the world by storm. This is one of those Internet of Things devices that isn't a luxury that you have to have. It's a peace of mind protection. Ring.com/iOS today.
All right.
Oh. I should be charging, right? If I plug this in, it should charge. I want it to charge.
Do you have a hat?
I'm sure I do. Oh, it's way over there. Hey, that's cute. That's a fuzzy BB.
Burke got me this hat. It was on my desk this morning.
Also, he bought it for you?
Well, he said he found it. And,
that's very nice of him. He found it on the street?
I don't know.
Don't wear street hats.
I'm certainly
that's
going
a bad
to
idea.
Check my hair for lice afterwards. But thank you, Burke. He left it on my desk with the movie Sunshine. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Sunshine?
Seen movies Little Miss Sunshine and the Sunshine of the, what was this, Incredible Sunshine
the
of
Eternal
the
Sunshine
Spotless
of
Mind?
The Spotless Mind, yes.
But I never saw just Sunshine.
No, it's a space movie. Because I said that I thought I'd seen every space movie, but that was one that I haven't seen.
Have you seen Passengers?
No.
I haven't seen that either.
No.
Have you seen Arrival?
No.
I saw that.
That was what I learned from the Academy Awards. Besides learning to check the envelope and check it twice.
Wow. Was that something?
That was something. I know. Patrick Delahanty said we better check the APCAP envelopes before to make sure we're not announcing a winner. That
so you like
real.
My cap? This is something that they brought back. They went to the Nintendo Switch event on Friday. This is the new Nintendo game machine. And they brought me back that. They didn't bring back a game machine, but I did get the hat.
A trucker hat really suits you.
It does, doesn't it? You know, now I want to wear your watch band.
I know, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Put on this watch band.
And then I'll put a knob on my steering wheel and I'll be set.
Awesome. All right. So I promised you another app that will do funny things with your selfies because I like to do that. This one is called Lumiere. Lumiere. It's not really spelled like you would think. Lumiere. L-U-M-I-E-R.
Oh, Lumiere. You're right.
Okay.
Lumiere.
So,
what?
I know.
You can make a whale appear?
Yes, you can.
Oh,
Leo.
That looks like La La Land.
Let me...
Best picture a winner for 5 seconds.
That was sad. So I'm taking a picture of myself.
Picture. Okay. In your BB hat.
Actually, let's take a picture of you.
In my Make America Switch Again?
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Well, I can't. Okay. Let's take a picture. So that's easier. Photo.
Is that the sound it makes?
That's the sound it makes. Okay. So I've got your photo.
That's the sound of glass breaking.
That's the sound. Okay. So do you want to be blowing a bubble? Do you want hair blowing in the wind?
Let's do it all.
Okay. So let's
see.
Start.
How could they make me blow? Oh, I see. You have to move the bubble there. Oh, that's funny. Oh, God. What
Isn't
happened to my mouth?
I know.
That's
I posted
a little disturbing.
One on Twitter
can you make the mouth smaller?
Yeah, you can make it as small as you want, I guess.
Make it look a little more like my mouth? Oh, that's too small. That looks like I have somebody living on my tongue.
It does look
like
it.
Let's try another.
Let's give you some hair.
That's not going to work with. Oh, it does.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, it's flowing too.
Yeah, I really like this.
Now, how do you remove the Lumiere watermark?
You pay
money?
Yeah. You pay $1.99.
Oh, that's not so bad.
No, it's not that bad. You can also do video.
I'm sorry I said that because now it's busy.
I did a video of you before. Let's find it in my photos.
What, you did?
I did do a video.
Did you sneak up on me while I was
kind of
preparing the show?
A little bit. Let's see it.
So maybe it could be their problem, but I bet you it's not. Given.
Oh, you're getting your aggression out on me.
A little bit.
There
we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, sparkle. Wow. Wow. So you can do a lot of stuff.
You can do really a lot of stuff nice. With this. You really can. Lumiere, it's free, $1.99, and it's better on the iPhone than it is on the iPad. But there are so many things that you can do with this.
I think you should just make a folder and collect all of these. That's what I think.
I think so, too. Here, let me show you one more that I did that will disturb you because...
Lumiere.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to see that one on Twitter. Because you can also...
Are you going to tweet some of these of me?
I will tweet them of you. But you can also make snow if you want. Like, here's a picture of my Christmas tree that's still out in my front yard, which...
So you could put that in the picture?
Well, no. This is my Christmas tree, but if I want to pretend like it's proper to still have your Christmas tree out there, you could add snow to it. But it's really... almost March, I should probably get rid of that Christmas tree.
It's not a live tree, it's a cut tree, and it's in your backyard?
It's on the porch, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just sitting on the porch, waiting for somebody to do something to it.
I usually get the Boy Scouts to come get mine.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, call the Boy Scouts. Yeah,
okay. All right, what do you got?
So, I was all excited about this till I tried to use it with you. Maybe it's something about you. I don't know. It's called Turnio, T-R-N-I-O. It's free. It's a 3D... modeling camera program for your iPhone. I'll show you what people who know what they're doing with this app do. You can take pictures of any object and make it a 3D object, which you can then post on there. It's kind of like an Instagram for 3D objects. There's one here. I don't know if this is Daniel Craig or an amazing facsimile. I think it's a Waxworks Daniel Craig. It's from the Wax Museum.
That's pretty cool. Oh.
That's weird. That's from the back of his head. So I guess you can go all the way around. It works, they say, in 10 images with static objects, like food, 20 images with a human. And notice most of the pictures here are not human beings. They're things that sit still. Humans are harder to capture, and I'll show you because I did some.
Yeah, we didn't.
And that wasn't as good. Wasn't as good. So let me go back to
ours.
To ours.
It's like the photospheres on the Pixel. It takes a long time to do.
Yeah, well, it should because I'll show you what it. I'll show you what it involves. I'll just do a quick one of you, okay? So I'm gonna tap the screen when ready, and then wait for the camera to blink, and now just slowly continue around, and it's going to model. Now, we'll have to cooking show this, because after you take the picture, it actually doesn't render it on the phone. It has to upload it to a server, and the rendering is done on the server. I don't know how careful you have to be. I'm going to shout because I'm off mic here. I don't know how careful you have to be, because they don't really give you much instructions about like where you should put the phone and all that. It just makes these dots as you take the picture. Does it have to be the same angle? Are you supposed to rotate carefully, or is the software smart enough to just assemble it? I really don't know. All right, there's 31 images. That's what they say is a good number for a human being. I tap that. And now what it's going to do is it says saving images, keep the application open, and then it uploaded it to the queue where it is processing it. Let me go to my queue. Where's my queue? Here it is. Where it's processing it for future. There's my profile. Where's my queue? I maybe have to go back to the camera.
While you're doing that, perhaps you can look at a picture of my dog with long hair.
A picture of your... That's very sweet. Very, very sweet. That's lovely. There's my queue. So you can see some of these failed. So these red ones, process failed. Megan would like to share a link that requires an AirDrop app.
Oh, you don't have AirDrop?
Mm.
Apparently not. Oh, you are trying to AirDrop.
I'll show you one that we did. I did really a little too quickly of you. Oh. As you can see, it's really straight out of the horror manual.
I have that.
But is that what it's like to be inside your head?
Kind of, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And then, let's see, we did...
Was that the one you just did?
No.
Oh.
This is one that's a little bit better. You did this. Yeah. But, it takes some practice. You also have the capability of trimming it. So you can move the model so the part that you want is visible. Move the circles to adjust the rectangle. So you can crop out the junk, what we call in the business garbage mat. And then move circles to adjust second crop. Wow, I don't know what that is. That is like something strange. And now, I don't know what I've done. What have you done? Everything outside the box is trimmed. That's really not what I wanted, but so we'll go back and do it right. Anyway, you get the idea. I think what I wanted was that. That blob there. I don't know what the... Yeah. Yeah. And that's trimmed. Okay. So they have to process it offsite. Here's one I did of the iPad. Let's see how this works. Yeah. Looks like it was in a fire.
It's a real iPad.
Yeah, I got to work on this. Because, I mean, I'm seeing people on the site doing really great stuff. Mm-hmm. But for now, I'm having a little trouble making it.
But nobody seems to have done it with an actual person yet.
Well, there's a couple with a person. I think that's a person.
Oh, yeah.
That looks did a nice job, right?
Yeah.
And you can look inside his head. That's weird. That is just weird, weird, weird. So, but there's some little issues here.
Yeah.
It's free. It's something you can play with. There's one from Adobe that does the same thing that I think is maybe a little bit better. TRNIO. Anyway, maybe, do some Turnio and give us your best work.
Yeah.
I'd like to see.
I want to see your Turnio.
What you've done with it. I think it's a little bit better with static objects. Yeah. People seem to move.
It's a little bit crazy to think that we're complaining about this app because it's amazing what it can
pretty
actually
amazing.
Do.
Yeah. And you can export it, I'm told, into apps that can take advantage of these 3D models and do something more sophisticated with it. It isn't just a closed loop. Here's Buddha's head. That's pretty neat.
Did the one finish that you just did?
Let's go back to my queue and see. Yeah, the preview of you is ready. Let's see. Did it work? It's not bad.
Oh, my goodness. What does it look like inside my head?
Oh, you want to see what's inside your head?
Oh.
Well, see, and that's obviously I need to work on my technique.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's like a little Westworldian.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what do you think? I mean, that's kind of wild, huh?
Yeah.
I think if I took more time, took more images, and perhaps was more careful about the placement of the images, it would do a better job. But that's still, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
1-2-3D catch is, Bleak's reminding me, is the one from, is it Autodesk or Adobe? I feel like it's Autodesk. Maybe it's Adobe. But 1-2-3D catch does something similar as well. TRNIO is a new app. That's what made me interested. And it does have this kind of fun gallery, kind of a Instagram-like gallery of people's 3D work. Well, that's about it for this program.
That was exciting. All the links at twit.tv/iOS.
Right.
You have one more day, I think, to...
Oh, take that survey,
take
yeah.
Take the survey.
It's over tomorrow. And that's at twit.tv/survey.
Yeah, you have until February 28th if you are listening to
this. You know what I want, and I hope we've ordered some, is this is a nice cap, but we have Twit caps, too, at our Twit store, twit.tv/store. And they have the logo, or they say twit.tv. And I want to send us pictures of you in our Twit merch. Mm. If you get a T-shirt or a hat, I'd love to see what you look like.
Yes, you can send it to Megan at twit.tv. We also have an email address. I always forget it.
Never remember that.
Sometimes forget to look at
it. Used to be iOS.
I think it's...
Today at twit.tv,
or
I think.
iPad today at twit.tv.
Maybe, well, that's the old one, yeah.
Megan at twit.tv. That's the easy one.
Yeah.
That's
well, that's it.
It.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. And we'll see you next time on iOS Today.